USA Radio News.
You can count former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice as one of the folks who says if we leave the Iran nuclear agreement, it isn't going to be that much of a big deal. The former Secretary of State joined Fox and Friends and explained why she's not a big fan of the current deal.
My concern about the nuclear deal had been the verification regime. If anything, this just makes it even more clear that you can't have a verification regime that gives the Iranians weeks to clean up a site.
A lengthy list of questions for President Donald Trump from Special Counsel Robert Mueller was leaked to the New York Times, marking the latest string of apparently deliberate disclosures relating to the ongoing probe into the Russian involvement into the 2016 presidential election. Many of the nearly 50 questions for President Trump focus on obstruction. Now the president, of course, had a reaction today where he sent out a tweet saying that this is disgraceful, that this information was leaked, and he once again called the investigation a witch hunt. This is USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and it sure changed my game. I feel great. As you know, energy is the name of my game. Energy is the foundation of my success. I can't tell you how much energy I have because of Life Change Tea. Thank you, Life Change. How does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we feel run down. Just go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink it every day. Not available in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW for free shipping. You'll be glad you did. GetTheTea.com.
A study finds differences in how black and white heart failure patients are being treated. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
This new study reports that African Americans suffering from heart failure are less likely than white patients to get care from a heart specialist. Earlier research showing care overseen by a cardiologist does improve survival rates for heart failure patients. The new study by researchers at the University of Arizona found white patients are 40% more likely than blacks to get primary care from a cardiologist. The doctor who directed the study says bias in clinical decision making often leads to unequal treatment for racial and ethnic minorities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ashley Judd is suing Harvey Weinstein, and she said she wants the former movie mogul to be held accountable for illegal conduct that caused her to lose money, status, prestige, and power. Judd was one of the first women to come forward as part of the Me Too movement against Weinstein. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Today on this date, back in 2011, President Barack Obama announced the death of Osama bin Laden during a U.S. commando operation. Rob O'Neill is the person who shot bin Laden. He explains what happened in the moments before the raid.
We even sort of joked about what was going to happen. Is bin Laden going to get in some emergency ladder or slide and end up in the alley, and then someone outside with the machine gun is going to get him? And we were joking about it. It was never going to be me. I mean, I was never going to be a part of the mission. He was a ghost. And just to get to that spot delivered by the pilots, like I said, and to get into that position in the last room because of my teammates in front of me. And I remember watching them in the house just so brave. They knew the house should blow up around them at any moment, but they just kept their tactics, escalating the force, slow as smooth, smooth as fast. And then I was just proud of them. And then all of a sudden, I'm in a spot where I turn a corner after I saw pretty much the bravest act of heroism I've ever seen when the point man jumped on the suicide bombers. I turned to the right based on the way he went, and there was bin Laden standing there about 3 feet away. And it was just, I saw him, I recognized him, that's his nose, he's not surrendering, he's a threat, he's a suicide bomber, he needs to be addressed as such, that's why I needed to shoot him in the head.
O'Neill then discusses a moment shortly thereafter, the killing of bin Laden.
The powers that be and the law enforcement, the three-letter agencies were doing DNA tests, taking the photos that apparently I think need to be released. And we were having breakfast and we're watching, actually Fox News was on, and we're watching it when he said Osama bin Laden. I looked at Osama bin Laden, and it was a very surreal night. You know, how did a kid from Montana who could barely swim become a Navy SEAL and end up right here at this moment?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.